Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grown right fond of that song. Love that song. Grown right fond of it, you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be praised, Yahweh. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Shalom, family. We're right before the Shabbat door once again. Door will be open in a few moments as the sun completely sets. As the sun completes. Torah, Aki, Torah, Torah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yah. Thank you, Abba Yah. I feel the spirit of slumber leaving me. Feel it leaving me, family. I just had to pray the spirit of slumber try to come on me, something terrible, knowing I was tired. And like he try to beat me, try to get me there. He's like, no, 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 give up, don't do it, no, no. Pray to Abba Yah. Abba Yah, this flesh is weak, it's weak. Spirit is willing, send your Malachim to minister unto me. Fill this flesh up. Let your Ruach overrule this flesh and what this flesh wants to do, Abba Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me open up with a prayer, family, before I even get to talking about anything else. Let's just give praise and honor to Abba Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, once again, for completing another week for us, Abba. Thank you, Father. Abba Yah, we ask and pray for all those who have been ill, Father, that you touch and heal them, Father, throughout the family of Yisrael, Father, not just here in Beth Yahweh, but throughout the family of that Yisrael, Father. We ask that you keep your hedge around us, Father. Keep your loving kindness, your mercy around us, Father. Keep us, Father. And when we go to the straight, to the left, to the right, we stray off the path, Father, that you bring us back, Father. You bring us back with your loving commitment, Father. May we learn the lessons. May we get the experience. May we even taste a little bit of the bitterness, Father, when we go to the left and to the right, Father, when we stray away from you, from your loving kindness, Father, that you bring us back, Father, as we have done for years and as you have commanded with even the Pesach, which is on its way, Father, that we eat bitter herbs, Father, to remind us of our sin, to remind us of our straying away, Father. That bitterness, Father, may we taste it when we go to the left and to the right so we can come back and we can eat that Zeruah, right? The lamb, Father, and that sweet tasting meat, the sweet tasting of Yahushua HaMashiach, Father. So that can remind us of the glory of what is prepared for us, Father. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty, King of the universe. And with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Hallelujah, family. Once again, I'm your brother, Ariel, coming by the way of Kol Elohim, out of Baltimore, Maryland, out of the assembly of Beth Yahweh camp, Beth Yahweh, bringing you Hebrew culture. Hebrew culture. In other words, Hebrew culture, for those who don't know what Hebrew means. And we have been on a journey for these last 6 weeks. This will be, Yah willing, the last segment for these, for mind, body, and soul, these 6 weeks we've been on. And prayerfully, we all have learned something. I have been able to look into the law of liberty, look into that mirror, and it reflects Yahweh's Torah, and be able to see all the sud that's on me. As a brother brought out a couple of weeks ago about diamonds, and only a trained eye can see the flaws that's in those diamonds, and Abba has the trained eye. And in fact, a part of him is within us, the scripture says. It says his spirit is the light that's within us, that flashlight that's looking from head to toe, looking for the blemishes, that trained eye that's within us. So Toda Abaya, for continuing to clean us, continue to bring us to a better understanding of ourselves and a better relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we will be getting into mind, body, and soul, but we will not go into body. You know, we will not get into body. Maybe I will have another brother to bring it out, or maybe down the line we'll be getting into the body. And as I thought, as I was preparing Monday to get into the body and go into the scriptures, you know, and what I had earlier, what I had last week, for just crossing my mind is, oh, yeah, I'm like, and I thought it that's the way we were going, right? Because I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, the Ten Commandments, that's talking about the first five is to Yahweh, and the second five is you and your body. And then, all right, that's the right I'm going. I see it. Nope, that's not the right we're going, son. It sounds good right now. It would be good for another lesson. It would be good for something further down the line, you know. But no, that's not the route we're going, you know. So looking at something on Facebook, Albert showed me, and I read something, and as I read it, if you ever read something and you're like, and it makes your head turn to the side, like you're giving it thought, and at the same time it's puzzling at the same time, and we're talking about what I read and what the next lesson was going to be the next 6 weeks, because when I read it and the moon came and the puzzling came and the thinking came, and okay, as I would do, because now he has your attention, he has my attention. Okay, now let's talk a little bit. I got your attention. You're looking at something. You're looking at it intently, right? You wanting to know again, right? You scrambling through the scriptures in your mind, and you're trying to figure that out. Let me take you on a journey. So, okay. All right. I begin to understand what he's talking about and say, all right, well, that's going to be for the next lesson, the next 6 weeks, Abba. And what about today? Because even with that, I went to a scripture, because, all right, this will be the opening scripture. This will be the opening thought for that. So I go into the scriptures and I look up everywhere Zealous at, right? And come to something and read something and like, okay, this is where I want you to be right here. This is for this week. This will be a segue into what we'll be talking about. And today's, we're still dealing with the mind, because the mind, although all three are important, mind, body, and soul, right? Spirit, but the mind, the most important. The mind is the one. The mind is the one that Yahweh is trying to clean up for us. Yahweh is trying to bring back, if you will, right? Back to Adam before the fall. You know, a pureness of mind, right? Where it is not filled with all this filthiness and all this life experience and all this sin and everything else that goes along with it, right? The millions of thoughts that go through our mind within a day, within a week's time, right? And to get us back to Adam before the fall. And that is possible, right? Why? Because Yahushua came and he corrected it. So he has the mind of Adam, so to speak, before the fall, right? Before the sin came, Adam, right? But we talk about what Abba was giving me for the next segue, for the next 6 weeks, which I love to hear y'all thoughts about it. I'd love to hear everybody's thoughts, male or female. I want to hear your thoughts. What's the first thing come to mind when this phrase be mentioned, right? I'd love to hear your thoughts. But before I get too far in it, I want to throw up a prayer for Brother John Solomon, who passed away. I got a phone call today from a sister, whoever the sister was, I don't know. She said she was going to her phone, and she saw my name in there, Ariel, and she called and said, do you know your brother Yaconin? And I'm like, yeah, I know Brother Yaconin, but, you know, and so she kept on going, and John Solomon, he passed away this week. And I was like, wow. Hey, and just was texting a brother, it was last week or week before last week. He always sent out a text, but just want to send some prayers up for his family and even pray for his soul, because his soul is getting that tour. And I don't know which way he went to get the tour, whether he's going to get them 7 days of smiling or 7 days of frowning. I don't know. Yeah, but I ask Abba to have mercy upon his soul. And when judgment day comes, just like my own soul, I'm asking Abba to have mercy upon my soul, right, when judgment day comes. But while they're living, his family, we ask Abba to comfort them because they lost their loved one. You know, regardless of what isms and schisms the brother had, his family lost a loved one, so we pray for his family. We pray that Abba comfort them. So let's get in the thought of this mind, this week's mind thought is seduction, right? Seduce. And how Abba was giving it to me, because the world is being seduced right now. And if we go back through the archives through the last lesson, and one of the main things that stuck out before is perspective, right? How we've been programmed from a child all the way through adolescence and until now, whatever age you are now, we have been programmed, and how this beast system programming us all the way through. But if it can't program you, if it can't get you your perceptive to be with theirs, it's going to seduce you. And that's what's happening. It's happening so much in the world right now. Seduction is happening so much in the world. People are being joined in so much. And it's always this major thing that's on the world scene that's getting everybody's attention. Even the believers are paying attention to this thing, right? Because this beast, this system that we are against, it understands human nature. It understands that our nature are inherently evil. It understands that about us. It understands that if there's something wrong and unrighteous going on, what in us want to know about it. I never forget the day that I was picking up Shawnee from school. And this is when she was in middle school, down off of Milton and Patterson, I believe, up in Milton and Patterson. Never forget it. I mean, picking her up, get to the corner, and she coming out of why they had put all these Catholic schools in the middle of the ghetto, I don't know. And gunshots rang out. Bang, 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 right? And as we pulling out the alley, making the right, a woman with a baby in her hand running towards the gunshots. And I had to stop the van. And my first initial thought was stop the van, get out and go, God, what's wrong with you? There's somebody shooting down and you have a baby in your arm. You run in towards the gunshot so you can see what happened. Do you understand the mindset like that, to have a baby in your arms and run in towards gunshot? In towards it. See. We like that. Why? Mankind like that. Yahweh says the opposite. Don't run to confusion. Run away from it. we're getting farther away from it. But the mindset of this young lady with a baby in her arms to run towards gunshots so she can see. Wow. Come on now. Do we understand what we're up against? The seduction that's happening in this world. It pulls on everything. It pulls at that rock, that spirit within us. It pulls at that negative energy that lives within us. It pulls at that sinful nature that's there. It pulls at it. It's pulling at it so much that we are beginning to look at it. When I say we, I'm talking about the world system, are looking at it as if it's not sin. But that's Yahweh's word. Yahweh's word says, what it say? I know somebody mind went to it. What does the word say? That they're going to look at good as evil and evil as good. This is what the world going to see. It's going to be flip-flop. But he was warning us back then about this seduction and what it was going to do to our minds. What it's going to do. And there is a grand scale that something is about to take place in this world system. It's about to change. Another order is about to come to that district, because Abba just showed me glimpses and bits and pieces of it, and I ain't got all the data behind it to really dig down and up. But if you go into deep down into Revelation 17, and it talks about that these men, they hate the woman. Talk about the woman tonight. But it talks about these group of men, these rulers. They hate her, and they're going to overthrow her. So something is going to change. That woman that we know, she ain't going to be ruling forever. She's ruling now. But she ain't going to be ruling forever. It ain't written in there just to be filling up paper. It's written in there so we can dig in there and start to understand some of these prophecies and look where we at in the time frame of same thing Yahushua told the Talmudim. They wanted to know, hey, all he said in those four questions, those four things he gave them, pay attention to the world system. Pay attention to it, but don't be a part of it. Be on the outside looking in as much as possible. As much as possible, be on the outside looking in. As much as possible. And when you get seduced, when you get pulled in, recognize that you're being seduced. Recognize that you're being programmed. And get up out of it, because it's going to happen to us. It ain't like it's not going to happen. He tells us it's going to happen. He said it's going to wear out the saints. So this thing going to be constant coming, a constant changing, a constant moving against the saints of Yah. He said that. But I know we like to put our guards down. We like to get comfortable. In other words, we get seduced, right? And we get pulled in. I said we. We all do. We get seduced. And we get pulled in. But it's something out there doing this. Something that's pulling Yah's people in constantly, nagging constantly. It ain't always coming with a sledgehammer. It ain't always coming like that. It ain't come with a doormat and roses. Welcoming. Come on. Sweet talking. Sweet talking. Just want to read the definition of seduce. And here, just the definition. And then parallel that with the scriptures that we'll go to. What we're going to go to tonight. And I'm only going to read the first first two or three definitions. And you can Google it if you want. to persuade to disobedience or disloyalty. To persuade to disobedience or disloyalty. That's what this seduction is about. Who persuading to disloyalty and to disobedience, right? But the children of Yah, but Yisrael. Because again, it has been said many times on Kol Elohim, all the broadcasts, that Yisrael is the only thing that can stand in front of Halal, Satan. It is the only thing that stands up, and the only thing that he fears is Yisrael. That's it. Because everything else he has, everything else in this world system he has is his. Is his. Yahweh even said it. Hey, Israel, y'all who I have only known. So it ain't about worrying about what the other world people doing. They going to do what they going to do. But I would say pay attention to what they doing. Line these things up with my word, because my word is lining up with world events. Line them up with his word. We have to get down and say, Abba, I need your guidance. I need you to show up. But that's why we had Eve, because he gave it to his morays. So his morays can give it to the world. Give it to Yisrael. Two, to lead astray, usually by persuasion or false promises. To carry out, three, to carry out the physical seduction of it, right? And that's, but think about that. We're going to get into Bamidbar Numbers 25. We're going to read Numbers 25 first in the CEV version. We're just going to read it. And again, yes, it's talking about the physical act that these brothers did. Physical act what these brothers did, but the Romans 7:14 thing is, for we know for the Torah the law is spiritual, Romans 7:14, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. So there is a spiritual meaning also with Bamidbar or Numbers 25. So we're not looking at the physical woman, not her. So we know in the book of Revelation talks about a woman. We're going to read that too, about that woman. But it's a representation of something. We're not talking about women. We're not bashing women. Because if we bash women in this episode, if your mind go to women, you must go to the silly men, what the scriptures called them. Able to be seduced by these women, Israelite men, able to be seduced by these women. Tell me that it's not possible that you cannot be seduced. Look at Yahushua. You think he was seduced? You don't think that they sent women at him? Think about these things. But trust and believe, if the adversary did it back in Bamidbar 25, Yahushua too. Guaranteed it was. It ain't got to be written. I know it. Women at him too. Guaranteed. To seduce him. Every man. For him that holds up the Torah. Because he know that's one of the weaknesses for men. So we ain't talking about just women. In that aspect, because if you want to talk about it in that aspect, it got to be that man there too. But let me get to the opening scripture, Sam, before we get into that. You know, let me get into the mantra of what we've been going through for these last 6 weeks. Excuse me for my voice. We're getting in the King James. We're reading in the King James. We're going to Matityahu. Matthew 22. We're going to keep that in line because this is where we started at. And this is where we're going to finish it. Yahweh said we're going to finish it right. Yahushua said unto him, thou shalt love Yahweh, thy mighty one, with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Those two. But to thought again, mind, body, and soul is a commandment on how we must serve Yahweh. It is a commandment with our mind, body, and soul. Let's move on to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, family. And the very mighty one of Shalom set you apart, holy, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our master, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Mind, body, and soul. Or spirit, or whatever one you want to put there. We've been through that already, too. So let's go back to Bamidbar. We just had to get a few things out of the way that we're not talking about physical women in that aspect. Numbers, and we're reading this one straight through out of the TED version, for those who are following along and paying attention. Just shema on what we said and what the definition is, right? Because you got to ask Abba, why we go this way? Why? What is it that Israel is not learning? What is it that we're not learning as Israel, as the children? How are we so vulnerable to this world system when we have your Ruach, we have your spirit, right? While the Israelites were camped at Acacia, some of the men had sex with Moabite women. These women then invited the men to ceremonies where sacrifices were offered to their mighty ones, to their God. I'm going to read it just like this, family. I'm not going to be going back and forth with the words. The men ate the meat from the sacrifice and worshipped the Moabite gods. Yahweh was angry with Israel because they had worshipped the Moab, the god Baal Peor. Hold up. Was it the woman that he was upset? Well, he was upset because they was out there running rampant with the women. Yes, we know we don't supposed to do that, run rampant with women. But there's something more important at this point. Somebody is being seduced by something. And Israel is always being led astray. Always being led astray. Always being led astray. Angry with Israel because they had worshipped the god Baal Peor. So he said to Moses, take the Israelite leaders who are responsible for this and have them killed in front of my scared tent where everyone can see. Maybe then I will stop being angry with the Israelites. Moses told Israel's officials, each of you must put to death any of your men who worship Baal. Later, Moses and the people were crying when one of the Israelite men brought a Midianite woman to meet his family. Phinehas, the grandson of Aaron, the priest, saw the couple and left the crowd. He found a spear and followed the man into his tent, where he ran the spear through the man and into the woman's stomach. Yahweh immediately stopped punishing Israel with a deadly disease. But 24,000 Israelites had already died. Yahweh said to Moses, "Anger, I would have wiped out the Israelites if Phinehas had not been faithful to me. But instead of punishing them, I forgave them. So because of the loyalty that Phinehas showed, I solemnly promise that he and his descendants will always be my priests." The Israelite men that was killed, that was killed was Zimri, the son of Zaru, who was one of the leaders of the Simon tribe. And the Midianite woman killed with him was Cozbi of the Midianite clan, leader named Zor. Yahweh told Moses, "The Midianites are now enemies of Israel, so attack and defeat them. They tricked the people of Yisrael into worshiping their mighty one at Peor, and they are responsible for the death of Cozbi, the daughter of their own leader." They seduced them. Silly men, right? Silly men. Now we're going to talk about the men. Silly men, right? Got pulled in. End up, and I love how this gives it, because this gives a time frame. And when we read it in, it gives like a overview of everything, right? Because not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. Phinehas was there at the camp. Phinehas saw the brother. He left the camp. Followed the brother to his tent. Around looking. But again, they used their women to seduce the men of Israel. You don't think the adversary saw that that worked at that time? You don't think he's going to continue to see if it's still working? You don't think he continue to do that for the Israelite men? They can't control themselves. They can't control their eyes. They can't control their desires. He's going to continue to use that weapon. And that, because what took place was because of the physical connection. I've been knowing, understand that more than anybody else, that physical connection. After a while, the men got laid straight. "Well, won't you come on up here to this mountain? I'm going to go up here. Walk me up to this mountain real quick, brother." They just got finished knowing to do. "Well, where you going?" "I'm going up to this mountain. Won't you walk up here with me?" "I won't be up there." "You get up there and start praying. You hear what she say? You like what she say?" Eventually, what happened? The men of Israel up there praying. Then turned their backs on Yahweh, worshiping another mighty one. Got seduced, right? Got pulled in. Television tells it to a lot of us. Pulls us straight in. Why in the world they got this George Floyd trial or whatever, dark trial? Why is that going on news? Why you can turn on the television at any time of the day and see that? What are they trying to do to the minds of the people? And you got news shows that was to sit and debate who won today. That's not righteousness. That's not judgment. As what Daniel brought out last week. That's not righteous. That's not judgment. Who won today? Who won today? Court cases don't supposed to be like that. They don't supposed to be circus, media circus. It's supposed to be a righteous thing that's going on. But it's not. It's seduction at its best. Because a many times a person has been tried in the public way before they go to court. That's why they do these things. That's not righteousness. That's not how things are supposed to be done. That's seduction. That's playing with people's minds. right? They're guiding people now. Guiding people. Remember the perspective. Let me show you how to think and which way you should think, how you should think, right? If I can't do that, I'm going to seduce your mind. I'm going to get you to do it, and you're not even knowing you're doing it. Let's go on to Revelations 17. This is not going to be long tonight, family. Revelations, going back to the King James, 17, 1 through 5. For those who take the notes. Talking about that woman, though, right? Talking about the seductiveness of this woman. And how she always tried to seduce Israel, male or female. She is always seducing Israel. Throughout the history of Israel, she has been seducing Israel, pulling us away from the covenant we made with Abba Yah, pulling us into arenas where we shouldn't be. Things we shouldn't be being, we debating and going in and got our feelings all up into it. Arguments with people seducing us, right? Pulling us in. Bad enough, Israel can't even get together on the word of Yahweh. Argue about everything else too. We can't even sit down and reason with the word of Yahweh. We want to be seduced and argue about this world system. When it's not our business, not. Yes, pay attention to power, but don't get pulled in it. Don't get seduced by it as if it's going to do something for us. It's not. Lend your ruach to it in that manner. Pay attention to it, though. Because that's all a part of Yahweh's grand scheme of things, too. So he wants us to pay attention to it. He wants I can care less about George Floyd. We even saw that play over time after time after time. And whatever way they want to sway the people, that's how the judgment going to come out. We even saw that here in Baltimore. But look at that. Look, we saw the boy, Freddie Gray, get dragged into a van, neck broke, can't even hold his neck up, after the police then kneeled down on his neck. We saw this with our own two eyes. You know how they won. They changed the whole story up and said that he got a rough ride that broke a man's neck like that. We saw it with our own two eyes. They played it over and over again on the television, YouTube, Facebook, social media platform. They played it over for us over and over again. And what we saw with our own two eyes, they were able to seduce us and change our own thoughts. Doing that to the public for years. And again, Israel is a part of the public. We are part of it. But what we're supposed to be doing is staying close to those commandments. We're supposed to be staying close to Abba Yah. We were supposed to have the filter, right? Sifting all this goop, this garbage, right? All right, that's something good. We can pull that out. But keep sifting. Because, you know, that's what the Torah do. That's what Yahushua sure do for us. It sift this garbage out here in this world for us. We just got to shake it up, right? Keep sifting and take out what's good for us. But we get pulled in this beast system, this woman that we're going to talk about, forever seducing Israel. Forever seducing Israel. That's what we're talking about this night. Coming! That's really going to seduce you, Israel. That's really coming. Adversary, he's up in the ante. He's up in the ante. all along for this last year, just go back through the teachings. I was trying to get our minds right, trying to get our spirits right. All the brothers' teachings connect. Which brother? All of them connect. From the blog talk to the Torah portions, all of them connect. Get your mind right, Israel. Every last one of them can be named that. Get your mind right, Israel. The salvation is coming. Salvation is coming. Pull back, Israel. Get in a little bit tighter with me, Israel. Better that relationship with me, Israel. Seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Revelation, Hazan, 17, we're going 1 through 5, family. 1 through 5. Make sure on that. 1 through 5. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that setteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. I was giving it to us like he gave us to us. And by Mitball, straight up, y'all having intercourse with the women. So he come back here in Hazan, and I'm going to tone it down a little bit. I'm not going to just get straight up like that. But the same thing, you're having intercourse with her. And you have intercourse with her so much that you can't even walk a straight line no more. That not just you, but the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, is having this intercourse with this woman so much that you're drunk. You can't see straight. But again, what is our seafarer Jew? Yahushua HaMashiach. Torah. That's him. He is our sifter to all his garbage that this beast wants to put towards us, wants to seduce us. And again, process. Don't beat yourself up if you got seduced, you got pulled in. But hear that still, small voice calling you out, trying to get you to see. Son, daughter, your perspective is in line more with the world than my Torah. Huh? If we all was like that, we're born and raised in this Western Hemisphere, under the rulership of the beast. Wasn't raised like that. So don't let nobody tell you that they not. That's why we've been born, and this system has been in play for at least 2,000 years now. Can't even go to our great-great-great-great-grandfather or mother and say, how was it before this beast system? And deception have been here since Adam and Hawa. So we can't go to nobody to say, how was it before into this world? Correction. We can go to Yah and Yahushua. Torah is all about. That's what his word is all about. It shows us what things should be, how they should be compared to how they are. We have a guidance system, which is the Torah. And Yahushua is the conductor. Amen? Let me start at one, then I forgot where I started that thing. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. What fornication? The fornication that the inhabitants of the world have been made drunk with. Full of abomination, right? And filthiness. Drunk the inhabitants of the world. That means there's no other planets out there, right? So we only talking about Earth. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Damn, right there. And again, what we talked about earlier, if you keep on reading down, it's going to give you something real interesting about these kings of the earth who's going to get tired of this woman. Amen. Amen, Aki. Amen. So let's move on. Let's go to Proverbs 7. We're going to read the whole chapter of Proverbs 7. We're still talking about this woman, right, and how she has been seducing Israel for years. Since the days of Moshe, this woman has been seducing Israel. Israel to stray, getting Israel to be disobedient to Yahweh. As we have learned, one of the definitions for seduction, for being disloyal and being disobedient to Yahweh. That's a strong statement right there, right? But if we don't know we being disobedient, we don't know we being disloyalty to Abba, right? We being seduced. Smooth. Now listen again, friends. We in Proverbs 7, Shemadis, here it is. Here Abba talking to Israel, and hear him talking about this woman. But move away from this physical woman. Go back to Revelation. That's the definition of the woman right there, what we talking about. This thing that got the men and women, the inhabitants of the world, drunk with her fornication and her filthiness and her abomination. Think of that woman that is doing this to the children of Israel. Think of this, the loving father sitting that child on his lap, talking to him about the world, about that filthy woman. And we understand what I'm saying, right? We understand. My son, keep my word and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my Torah as the apple of thy eye. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thy mind. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, right? That they may keep thee from the strange woman, the woman full of abominations, right? Full of abominations. From the stranger with flattery, with her words, right? For at the window of my house, I look through my casement. Pull you out a blessing out of the heavens, right? Oh, looking out their window, seeing this thing. Oh, Abba Yah. Abba Yah said it. And beheld among the simple ones, right? The simple minded. Those who do not have that sifter at the front of their mind, right? At the forefront of their mind. They don't have that thing bind on their arms. It ain't in their heart. The sifter, Yahushua, just got the Torah. I'm sorry, you're one of the simple ones. She got you. You have no filter. You have none. And if you don't have the Yach. You have no filter. If you have Allah, if you have Jesus, if you have Krishna, and all of them that women have, if you don't have Yahushua HaMashiach Torah, you one of the simple ones. You one of the ones that do not have a sister. Because trust and believe, even those who have Yahushua, even us, get caught up in that seduction. That's how good, that's how strong it is. And if only the sister, only Yahushua, to the left or to the right. We are off there straight and narrow. Beautiful lesson. That little small blemish where only a trained eye can see in that diamond. Right? That little, I mean, something that even they put magnifying glass. And sometimes they miss it with that until that trained eye gets right. That train eye have to look. You know, it's also a trained ear. I didn't know till I saw this movie that the dev, I forgot the name of something in the, maybe somebody who heard of it, something in the military, that's in the Navy, that something about sonar, right? That there are men and women trained to listen. And that's all they do. They have these keen ears trained to listen for other submarines that's in the water. Other submarines, that is like a sonar class and something. You got to be special. You can hear missiles and all these other stuff that's going on. They go to school for that, to train their ears to listen to things, other things moving while they inside that submarine in water. Tell you what it is. I thought that was amazing. Wow. You couple that, what if people was able to do that with the word of Yahweh? Not now. Not now. We will. Not now. This thought that goes along with the train. Gotta have a trained ear too. I forgot the name of it though. Maybe something about sonar in the Navy. And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding. Void of understanding. Do not, male or female, understand how the beast is moving against them. How it has pulled us in. Dealing with that mind, right? Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black, in the dark of night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the street, and lie in wait at the every corner, caught him and kissed him, and with an imprudent face said unto him, I have peace offering with me. Listen to be disloyal and disobedient. That is the goal of this woman. In fact, we're going to take it all the way back where it belongs. That is the goal, to halal for every human being on the face of the planet. He wants us to be disobedient to Abba Yah and disloyal. How do you know some of the story? If you go back and read that he is giving his power to the beast, to the woman. It's him who they are loyal to. It's him who they are getting directions from. All to capture Israel. That's it. Again, all the rest of the world is collateral damage in the eyes of Satan. In the eyes of the devil, everybody else outside of Israel and the Israel of Yah, which is those who keep the commandment of Yah and have the testimony of Yahushua. Revelations, everybody else are collateral damage. And that may sound a little harsh, but that's real. That's reality. It should be reality to an Israelite who understands just a little bit of the word of Yah. And if you don't, stick around. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an imprudent face said unto him, I have peace offering with me. This day I have paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thee, thy face. Move away from the woman. See her loud. See your adversary and how he's coming at you. Listen to what she said. I have diligently seek you. Where he was at when the sons of Elohim were. Where you been at? I've been to and fro in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. Right? Going back and forth in the earth. Just seeking somebody, diligently seeking for our chosen one. Therefore came I forth to meet thee. Diligently I to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt, trimmed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love unto the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. What? Who is the good man? We know who the good man is. Prepare a place for you. But I'll be back. In other words, he went on a long journey. 2,000 years ago, we're coming up on that memorial. We're coming up on that anniversary, that Pesach. He had taken a bag of money with him and would come home at the day appointed. He took a price with him. He is the bag of money. He is the offering. He is the payment for us. We stand. Right? We stand a little further. We allow Yahweh to take us a little further into his word. Taking a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. Right? He said he'd be home tomorrow, next week, couple years. It's appointed time. He must come back. It's time. Shemar Yisrael. She caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. She caused him to yield. She caused him to drop his gates. And once he dropped his gates, she forced her way up in there. Oh, God, it. Humphrey Bogart, she kicked the door down, came up in. Why? Because he allowed the gates to be dropped. He or she allowed the seduction to take place, and she came right on in. She in there now. Those thoughts, loyal and disobedient to Abba Yah. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter. Listen to how Abba is putting it to us, what's happening to us spiritually. He's telling us these things. This is happening to you spiritually. Goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock, till a dart his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, and knoweth not that it is that it is for his life. Huh? We don't understand that this is for our salvation. Right? Oh, you know what? Just jump up and start talking about salvation all of a sudden. Don't worry about it. So hopefully the people will get it. Just start talking about salvation out of the blue. You know what, Rabbi? I just want you to talk about salvation out of the blue. You ain't got nothing behind it. Yahweh ain't guide you. Just out of the blue, you started talking about salvation. Our life. Not this life here on this earth. This life after this earth. We don't understand what that beast is doing to us. How it's seducing us. How we must keep those gates guarded. How we must be one another's gatekeeper. One another's soldiers, guarding each other back. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hastened to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children. As a matter of fact, let me do that again. Hearken unto me now, Yisra'el, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thy heart decline to her ways. Matter of fact, let not thy mind decline to her ways. Go not astray into her path, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Amen. How can you hear Abba Yah talking to us? Happening, and it's right before our eyes. Because our eyes may see it, but somebody can change our thinking. And we done saw it with our eyes. We see it happening all the time. That's why there's con men out here. All the time, we see it happening. We're going back to Bamidbar 7. We're going to read it in the King James. And that'll be it, family. We're going back to number 7. And at the end of it, we're just going to look up a few things. At the end of reading it, we're going to go back and we're going to just look up some of the words in there, some of the names, and see what picture is being painted when you look these names up. And then you see, for all what we just went through, all who we just talked about, see what you see. Amen. Now we have Numbers 25 again, family. We're reading in the King James Version. Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their mighty ones. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. And Yahweh said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman, through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Yisra'el. And those that died in the plague were 20,400. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, the priest, turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him a covenant of shalom, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his mighty one, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, the son of Zaru, a prince of the chief house among the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman that was slain was Cosby, the daughter of Zor. He was head over a people and a chief house in the Midian. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, and wherewith they have beguiled you in the manner of Peor and in the manner of Cosby, the daughter of a prince of Midian, the sister which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. And you have to ask the question, why did Abba keep mentioning this woman? Why he mentioned her so much? Right? He kept mentioning her. We're going to go back up to 14, and we just want to start. We just want to look up the name. Because whenever Abba, he says this name, and then he gives the father's name, there's something important there. There's something we should be paying attention to. There's something we may have to go behind just the regular English. We may have to go and look up some things, right? Because that's the way he said for me. Hey, won't you look that up right there and see what else you can see in that. See what else behind the scenes that this word is saying to us, right? Dig a little bit deeper. The beauty of Yahweh is we can dig deep. We can go as deep, but it better and have to stay within the confines of the Torah, right? So why did Abba mention Zimri, the son of Zur? And he even mentioned the father, right? So we go to Zimri, look that up, and that is in your Hebrew Concordance, 2174, Zimri, from 2167, musical. Zimri, the name of five Israelites and of an Arabian tribe, right? You look up 2167, Zamar, you know, because the scripture just said, what it just said is, this name is from this name, right? Zamar. And probably if you go in just into the elite letters, you'll find so much more about it. I will take you even further into some revelations about what's happening here, right? And a primitive root, perhaps, an indent with 2168, through the idea of striking the fingers properly to touch the strings of parts of a musical instrument, i.e. play upon, to make music accompanied by the voice. Who in the world does that put you in mind? We're going to start right there just for that definition. Who in the world, and think and understand what he did. What he did in the sight of Israel. What was he doing? Musical with the accompany of a voice, right? Let that simmer in your thoughts, right? So you go and you look up his father's name, Salu. And that is in your Strong's Concordance, 5543, Salu. And or from 5541, Wade. So whatever he did was weighed, right? Because he brought judgment on Abba. So who could just be talking about also if you move away from just a simple part, right? If you move just a little deeper, right? If you go behind the scenes, if it's talking just about Zimri and his father, or these two names point to somebody who is musical and with a voice, right? In the sense of a voice, right? Just look at the music industry today. And look who runs the music industry. Look who run it, and look who has the number one genre of music, hip-hop. Who starts hip-hop? Who started hip-hop? But all that, we're going to point it back to Halal, right? So let's keep on moving. We're not going to stay on this for so long. So, and he said, and the daughter name was Cosby, right? So you look her name up, and that is in your Strong's, Hebrew Strong's Concordance. Then that is 3579, Cosby, right? From 3576. False. Right? False. The woman's name was false. Who we've been talking about all night long? This woman? False, right? And her father's name was Zor. And that is Trizor. That is in your Hebrews Concordance 6698. The same as 6697. Rock. His name is Rock. A false rock. What we've been talking about all night long. What this production is going to do to get you to be disloyal, disobedient to Abba. If you're disloyal and disobedient to Abba, who are you giving it to? Who are you loyal to? Who are you being obedient to? The scripture says you are the servant to whom you obey. Right? Wow, Abba. You see so much more in your word when you just go behind the scene a little bit, right? But then you can go up to Phineas, right? And you just look at him and say, I will now go back up to the top. No, look up Phineas. Look his name up. And that is in your Hebrews Concordance in 6372. And it is Phineas. And it's apparently from 6310, a variation of 5175. And mouth of a serpent. And that one right there stopped me. Stopped me in my boom for a minute. A mouth of a serpent. We already see Halal. But the duality of Yahweh's word. And how? Because what did Yahweh bestow upon honor? Whatever he wants. Everything in this world system is his. Everything. Everything. The mouth of a serpent is the one that's going to combat the musical accompanied with a mouth that is a false rock. Huh? We see the duality thing. We see that with the word of Yahweh, right? All to combat this to Israel. All of this deception that's happening to Israel, he's going to use someone with a zeal. Right? What did Yahushua say? He said two things about a serpent. He said, as I be lifted up, as Moshe have lifted up the servant in the wilderness, I will draw all men. Lift me up, right? Why he compare himself to a servant? He also told his children, his Talmudim, his taught ones, the ones that sit under him, to be wise, harmless as a dove, and wise as a serpent. Wow! That marinate in your Ruach tonight as we continue to go through the Shabbat day, right? And that's basically the end of my 6 weeks. But I did say that we're going to talk about one more thing. And the thought that Abba was giving me for the next 6 weeks. And I would say pray my strength, Ms. Patel, pray that Halal don't come in and throw me off task. Because I know he's coming. Never Abba give us this. I know he's coming. And one of the things, and I would love to hear your thoughts on, is what's the first thing come to your mind when you hear this phrase, right? What's the first thing come to your mind? To my brother Harvell earlier about the thought, which I wasn't supposed to, but again, as they say, I can't hold water. Hallelujah. And our next thing we will be talking about for the next 6 weeks, pray for y'all willing, is Torah Terry. Now, when I first read that, right, it gave me one of those, right? And what comes to your mind when you hear Torah Terry? What comes to your mind when you come to Torah Terry? Because when I first read it, I was like, what is that? But I started using it. He started breaking it down to me. He started showing me what we are to this world. We are terrorists. And let's not stop at the first five books. Let's look at when we say Torah terrorists, when he meant Torah terrorists, he means Yahushua as the word of Yah. In the beginning was the word. The word was with Yah. The word was. We say Torah Terrorists, we talking about Yahushua and everything, because he is the word. Terrorists. So when I asked my brother, he did the same thing. It stopped him for a while. It stopped like, hold up. In your mind, that's an oxymoron. In your mind, them two don't go together. In your mind, that's not us. That's not what we're supposed to be. But even when he stopped, from the perceptions of this world coming into his mind, because that's what happened to us. The perceptions of this world, what we know already, comes into our mind instead of us sitting back and allowing Abba to start moving upon us and moving some things away, right? Because that's what happened to me. I'm only telling you from experience when I first had it. But he said, brother got excited, and love when the heart get excited too. Ooh, you know what? What come to my mind, Aki? What Abba's saying is, who's going to strap that Torah to their body and run up in this world system and blow it up for Abba? And when he did that, I'm like, ooh, because I didn't even see that part. That wasn't where the Ruach was going for me, right? It wasn't taking me that way. But, right, if you think of what everybody knows, what everybody's perception of a terrorist is somebody. The first thing to come to our mind is somebody with a bomb running up in somewhere and blowing it up. But think about what we just talked about, this world system, and how it's against Israel and how it's going to come against Israel. And when the brother said that, it just took me a little bit further into the thought, like, hallelujah, Torah, Abba, Yah, because that's what he's asking. Who's going to strap my Torah? Who's going to take my son, Yahushua, in this world system and blow this thing up for me? Who wants to do that? I will continue to build with us. So another thought comes to mind. You know what? Be willing to do that. If you're going to do that, then you must be willing to give up your life. Because think about what the perception is. Think about what we think when we hear a terrorist. Somebody who is so zealous, who is so think they're doing the right thing, willing to go kill themselves and other people with them. But we're doing the opposite with that Torah terrorist. We willing to strap Yahushua to us, go into this world system, blow up these things, and bring people out with us, right? But we're going to use that. We're going to go, again, family, just pray my strength that by 6 weeks from now that continue to build on the thought that he gave us, because that's what we are to this world. And one of the things that it's a glory to the believer. We go back into the book of Maccabees, one more thought about this, and how that elder felt when he was standing on that mountain, if you haven't ever read it. And the elephant with the legions of men that was coming against Israel. And in his mind, you know what? If I go down there, I'm going to die with the quickness. So he dove down in the crowd, went up under the elephant, slipped the elephant up. He knew he was going to die. But in his doing that, he took out a whole platoon. The glory, the understanding, he was a Torah terrorist, that he was going to take out the enemy of Yah. And here's the thing. If we're not willing to take out the enemies of Yah through this word, we better know and understand that they're coming to take us out. Period. They're coming to take us out. And that is the end of my 6 weeks journey. I'll be out. Prayerfully, we all got something out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Throw that Spanish for just giving ear. Throw that. Let me close out with the benediction. And I would love to hear your thoughts on. So if you want, you can send me texts on what came to your mind when you first heard Torah Tales. I would love to see where Abba has taken your thoughts on that. Blessed are you, Yahushua, child of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitate the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Thank you, Abba Yah, for giving us your word. Thank you for continuing to guide us, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all the Zakenians, all the Emers, all the mothers, fathers, all the daughters, all the sons, all the Galatians, all Israel, Father. All Israel. I don't have to go through all that. Just say Israel, Father. Israel, whom you have sent your son down to die for, not just Israel, for the whole world. But Abba, we know you're regathering Israel. And not just biological Israel, but all those who want to take hold of your son and your Torah, Father. So you keep all their houses in shalom, Father. And the Morais, Father, may you bless them with shalom in their houses, Father. May you keep their family, Father. May you keep their family so their minds can be cleared when they have to teach your word, whether in season or out of season, Father. So keep them in shalom, Father. Wherever they got to teach tomorrow, next week, next year, whenever they teach, Father, that they're ready to give a word, Father. So keep them in shalom, Father. Father, I ask and pray for Brother Daniel, that you fill him with your Ruach, Father, so he continue this message. He continue to feed us with your word. Brother Yariel, that you fill him with your Ruach, that so he can continue to feed us with your word. That their ruachs be open, Father. Open, so you can flow in and flow out through them, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, I pray. Shabbat shalom, trial. Shabbat shalom. Until next time. Shalom.
Praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is the story. Your words jump at me like a picture. So perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that for fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You gave me my eyes to see protect all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you, you are my Elohim, you're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. Creator of everything.